We begin in Pakistan, where relatives of Shia Muslims killed in terrorist attacks a few days ago have finally agreed to bury their bodies after Islamabad sacked the provincial government in Balochistan. The burials are expected after noon prayers in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan.
Pakistani women and men mourning over the bodies of their loved ones killed in the latest series of targeted killings against Shia Muslims in Pakistan. Nearly 100 people died and many more sustained injuries in multiple terror attacks in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. The killings sparked mass rallies in the city as well as in other Pakistani cities. The protesters accused the Pakistani government of not taking enough action to stop terror and violence against Shias. But the Pakistani government blames what it calls an international conspiracy for the escalating violence in the country.
The recent violence in Quetta, Karachi and other cities of the country is part of the international conspiracy against Pakistan. The government is trying to make all-out efforts to protect the people.
Under pressure from Shia community leaders, Islamabad sacked the provincial government in Balochistan over its failure to maintain law and order.
We have reached the conclusion that we must invoke Article 234 of the Constitution in the entire Balochistan province. The provincial government is dismissed, and the governor will act as the chief executive since Monday.
Many are still wondering if Islamabad's latest move is enough to put an end to the spiraling violence in Balochistan.
This was obviously a good sign for a kind of a relief for the Shia community in Balochistan. But this is, according to the experts, is not a long-term solution.
The dismissal of the provincial government was just one of the demands of Shia leaders. Shia communities also want the government to let the army take over Quetta to guarantee their security. According to Human Rights Watch, more than 400 Shia Muslims were killed in targeted killings across Pakistan back in 2012.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzada, who is a political and a strategic analyst who is joining us live now from Islamabad. Mr. Pirzada, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you feel about the motives and the intentions of politicians when they say that they have finally taken on this cause of protecting Shias, not only the government politicians, but also politicians like Imran Khan?
Well, you know, the situation in Pakistan is such, and as a result of the killing of Hazara Shiite Muslims, the situation became a major crisis, political crisis, and the pressure built up to the point now throughout the country. And actually, the incident in Quetta was such a terrible one that the entire nation rose in uproar against the policy of the federal government. So the pressure built to the point that the federal government had no choice but to sack the entire government of Balochistan. And this is the most unprecedented political sacking of a government in Pakistan. It has never happened before that because of that something like this ever happened, because it was the result of a sectarian killing especially in Balochistan. So Pakistan really, the people in Pakistan feel that at least to some extent the justice has been done. And because the government of Balochistan was not only incompetent, that some of the ministers of the Balochistan government were found involved in various incidents of killing. So as some of the complainants from the Hazara side said to the Prime Minister in his late Monday morning meeting. So I would say that it's a big political step by the federal government, but of course, it should not be last one, because peace cannot be restored in Pakistan just because of one move. It's a big move, but more steps are need to be taken in the days ahead.
So then, Mr. Pirzada, how would you respond to many people who are claiming that the government and even the opposition, such as Imran Khan, as I mentioned, have hijacked this incident for their own political gains?
Well, I would not go this far, because Imran Khan, for example, I'm an independent analyst. As far as his position is concerned, I have seen him over the years. He has been speaking out against sectarian violence through and through. So he just came, and actually he was the only politician who came to Balochistan before anybody to stand with the victims and those who mourned them. So I would not doubt his motive. As far as the other politicians are concerned, not many politicians have come so far. The only person that came after Imran Khan, that was actually the senior person, that was the Prime Minister of Pakistan. So I would say that, yes, of course, all politicians try to capitalize, but the reality is that although the federal government came a little bit late, it came belatedly, but it did the right thing, and it has set a new tone in the country that sectarian violence is not tolerable.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzada, political and strategic analyst, speaking to us live from Islamabad. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.